Dream Backwards and Sea Urchins, written by Tom Sidney, directed by Lauren Sturgis. Proudly brought to you by Bamalan Productions, bringing new talent to your ears.
What is he doing?
I'm not sure, Prime Minister.
And for you to come down and step up to me and have the...
Relax.
Look at the TV. Look. I invented that.
Look at you.
Invented what?
All you ever do all day long is cut each other.
You didn't invent it.
I fucking did.
Right.
I did.
Mm.
In year six, I started doing it, then everyone started doing it.
Right.
Are you kidding? Ask anyone from Mosslands.
Okay, well, what I'll do is I'll just pop back to your old school, gather some people around and ask them, shall I?
Amazing.
You didn't.
I did.
Fuck off, Danny.
I don't know why it's so impossible for you to believe that I am, in fact, a trendsetter.
It's not impossible. I never said it was impossible. I just doubt it very much.
Someone had to start it. Like someone starts everything. Someone had to be the first kid to go, and I'm telling you that that first child was me. Daniel Kilbane, aged... however old you are in year six, Elliot Grossman's birthday party, Mackie D's.
Right.
What?
Nothing.
Right.
I mean, the sad part is, and I do mean the sad part, is you honestly believe that you invented it.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Well, how can you not understand what that means?
I remember it like it was
okay.
Yesterday. Fucking hell, Marina. I was just doing my...
It looks pretty obvious to me what you're doing.
It's hair gel, not... cum.
That's good. Is it your hair gel?
No, I'll put it back.
How?
I don't know. I'm Danny.
Marina.
Marina, that's, lovely. And how do you know,
Gemma and Matt.
Yeah.
I'm Gemma's cousin.
Right.
And you?
Nah, I'm not Gemma's cousin.
No, how do you know Gemma and Matt?
I'm a friend of Kieran's. His girlfriend is a...
My sister.
Yeah.
So, do you often steal people's hair gel?
No. But if you want a bit of advice, it's quite a handy habit to start up, actually.
Really?
You never know who you're going to bump in a bathroom.
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry, was that a bit... I'm not weird or anything.
I never said you were.
I mean, with the hair gel and the wanking... Not that I was wanking. And the fact that it's pretty clear that I don't know Gemma and Matt that well. I mean, I just want you to know that apart from the hair gel thing, I am pretty normal.
Do you mind? I need to...
Oh, shit. I mean, not shit. Oh, fuck, I meant to say fuck. Yeah, cause here is me banging on about wanking. You go right ahead. I'll be downstairs. And maybe, I mean, hopefully we can talk more when we're not in the bathroom. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Marina?
Yes?
Can I ask you something?
If it's quick.
Did you follow me here? I mean, I don't mind if you did, like, it's just...
Goodbye.
This is Moston. The next stop will be Central Park.
That was it. We talked, we danced, we left. We left early. Got the last tram, and for the first and only time in my life, I snogged hair gel man on the tram. Like, the whole way to Rochdale, where my flat is. I only met him an hour ago. I told him some weird stuff, like when I was younger, how I wanted to be an actor, even though I never did it at school. I did a bit at university, but I quit because it was never my primary focus. And besides, I was never actually that good.
This is Central Park. The next stop will be Oldham Court Road.
She had a snowman's hat on. Oh, that's not a fetish. It was Christmas. I had pulled at a party. It was a Christmas miracle. She was a sexy snow woman.
The next stop will be Rochdale, where this service terminates.
He had just split up with someone. Someone called Debbie. I used to really like the pulp song about Debbie. Oh, Deborah,
Do you recall? Your house was very small.
You know the one. I can't listen to it now. Just get loads of jealous rage. Fuck off, Jarvis, with your rage. And you, Debbie, fuck right off. Can I have the small lobster to go, please?
One small lobster to go, please!
Ah!
Sorry.
It's fine.
Were you here yesterday?
Yes. I should get a loyalty card.
Yeah. You get a stamp every time you get a lobster. Then when you get 10 lobster claw stamps, you get a free...
Joke.
...medium-sized lobster.
Sorry.
Don't worry about it. You're stupid. Who eats 10 lobsters anyway? Before I worked here, I've never eaten a lobster in my life.
How many have you had now?
A fair few, like.
It was quite hot yesterday.
It was raining.
I meant the lobster.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, maybe you put chilli sauce on by mistake instead of ketchup. People do that.
I didn't.
But, right, some people...
No, I wouldn't have.
I mean, they are both red.
I didn't put the fucking chilli sauce on. Jesus. Not very busy then.
Yeah, people don't really eat lobster before midday. Well, that's my analysis. Not that I'm saying you're, Do you know, in Shakespearean times, eating lobster was seen as something peasants would do? I mean, they're just sea urchins, after all. Something in the last 100 years or so, it's become a delicacy of sorts.
Uh-huh. Oh,
you should hear them scream when we boil them. They're like...
Oh, my God.
No, we don't. It was just a joke.
Oh, why did you...
I don't know.
Right.
So, what sauce would you like today?
Can I have one packet of ketchup and one packet of lemon? And if I don't like the lemon,
I can... Use the extra ketchup to counter the lemon.
Exactly.
That'll be £3.50, please.
Thanks.
So, same time tomorrow.
Actually, I'm leaving first thing in the morning.
Oh, anywhere nice?
Back home.
And where's home?
Leeds.
Bloody hell, that's ages away.
We're in Manchester.
Still... I'll take you a good 13 hours to walk, like.
I'm just going to get the train.
Right, obviously.
So, do people eat fewer lobsters now because of Blue Planet?
Oh, yeah. Fucking Attenborough. Fucking hell. When he's banging on about the plastic bags and the fish, doesn't think about us, does he?
I mean, the plastic bag thing is sort of...
Fair enough, really, yeah. I mean, I don't hate him. I mean, how could you?
I bet he would make a good granddad.
Is your granddad not very...
He's dead.
Oh, of course. Sorry.
Sorry, one sec. Hello? Oh, just give us one second.
Yeah, that's fine. No worries at all. Where
are you?
Hi. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just getting some food.
Who are you with?
No one. I'm on my own.
Who are you talking to then?
Nobody. Just the guy behind the counter.
It's Tim.
Shh.
Who's Tim?
I've just said the boy who works here.
Well, he's not just nobody, is he? He's called Tim. Get his name right, at least. Can't have much else going for him if he works in a lobster takeaway serving you every day.
Right.
How long are you going to be? I'm on a bit of a break.
Right, okay, I'll come now.
As if you're at that place again. Don't be
like... Yeah, all right. See you soon. Bye. Fuck's sake.
So, if Attenborough was your dream granddad, who would be your dream grandmother?
Good question. Not sure. Why, what about you?
Dolly Parton?
Do you think they would get on?
Yeah. Unless you didn't save the plastic bags.
Dolly, have you bought more plastic bags?
Think of the lobsters, you stupid bitch.
I feel a bit guilty eating this now.
Yeah, well, the thing is, it's just... It's...
Oh, sorry, I've got to...
Oh, it's okay.
Hi, are you all right? For God's sake, yes, all right, Anya.
Bye.
Dream Backwards and Sea Urchins. Written by Tom Sidney. Directed by Lauren Sturgis. Starring Harriet Millsop as Marina, Kenton Thomas as Danny, and Lee Fletcher as Tim.